When Hashem instructs Moshe on what to tell the Jewish people when he gives them the news of their impending freedom and liberation, he says as follows. You read in this week's Parsha, Perek Vav, Pasuk Vav, L'chein emor livnei Yisrael. This is the famous declaration Moshe is instructed to give the Jewish people and tell them, Ani Hashem, I am the Lord your God, Votseisi eschem mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim. I will take you out, I will free you from the burdens of Egypt. And I will save you from their work. I will liberate you, I will redeem you, with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. Now this is a famous pasuk followed up by other psukim which also famously use what we often refer to as the various lishonos of geula. But I want to call your attention to the first part of our pasuk, where the two initial phrases of Geula actually seem somewhat redundant. What is the difference between Hotseisi Eschem Mitachas Sivlosam and Vihitzalti Eschem Meavodasam? What's the difference between being Hitzalti from the Avoda and the first phrase, Hotseisi from the Sivlos? Seems to be all somewhat, if not exactly, the same thing. So Rashi explains that Sivlos, the first phrase, actually refers to Torach Maasei Mitzrayim. That is to say, it's not referring to the back-breaking labor itself, but rather the feeling that the Jewish people had that they are duty-bound, obligated to the Egyptians, even at times that they were not working. Based on this insight of Rashi, the Sfas Emes, in a beautiful essay, explains that, in fact, there are two aspects to slavery. In his words, Beis Chalukos Halalu. There are two different dimensions of the slavery that the Jewish people were suffering from, and therefore two different dimensions of the liberation or the freedom that they needed to undergo. On the one hand is the actual physical labor. On the other hand, says the Sfas Emes, there is the slave mentality. Not physical servitude, but mental. The mentality and the self-perception of I am a slave. The Sfas Emes continues and says more broadly, Yadua shekol esek, asios odom b'shum davar gashmi, nidbak b'nafsho k'tzas hergesh mimasam elu. Anytime a person is involved in any kind of physical labor, some of that physicality, the chomriyut, the gashmiyut, rubs off and becomes attached to us. Says the Sfas Emes, we must always be aware of that and do our best not to be overwhelmed by this, not to allow that to become a permanent part of us. We have to do our best to remove that in any way we can. He continues, and he explains that there's obviously a certain dilemma here. On the one hand, we must use our bodies to do all sorts of physical things. At the same time, the more we do so, we risk forgetting our essence, our true selves, our neshama, the fact that who we really are is not our body and our physicality, but our spirit and our soul. With the overwhelming and near constant work that the Jewish people had to do in Egypt, they were really enslaved, says the Sfas Emes, in both dimensions, not only physically, but also spiritually and psychologically. And this, explains the Sfas Emes, this is what Rashi was referring to when he said, Torach Masai Mitzrayim. It wasn't just the backbreaking labor. That's the second part of the pasuk, Avodasam. But even the feeling, the identity, the mentality of being a slave. He goes on to quote his grandfather, the famed Chidushi Harim, who explains homiletically and so beautifully that when the pasuk says, Mitachas Sivlos Mitzrayim, which we translate as the burdens, Sivlos, says the Chidush Harim, Sivlos is also Milashon Lisbol. Lisbol means being willing to accept or to tolerate. That is to say, says the Chidush Harim, the Jewish people had gotten to a point that they had accepted and became tolerant of the fact that they were slaves. They had made their peace with being slaves. And says the Chidush Harim, explained by his grandson, the Sfas Emes, the first step in their liberation was Hotseisi mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim. They have to be extricated from the mentality of being willing to tolerate slavery, being willing to tolerate being enslaved. over time, the Jewish people had come to accept the reality. They had made peace with it. Their spirit was broken. They identified themselves as slaves. And the first thing they needed to be saved from was this mentality. Once their spirit was liberated, the slave mentality was broken, then they could actually be freed from the physical work. But had they been taken out of Mitzrayim, had they only been freed from the work, but not had their minds liberated and their souls re-energized and refreshed, it wouldn't have mattered. Had they not first had the Hotseisi Mitachas Sivlos Mitzrayim, had they not begun to see themselves as free people and not be willing to tolerate the servitude, had that not happened, and all of a sudden just Hashem took them out, which of course he could have, it wouldn't have helped. They would have been free on the outside, but they would have remained enslaved on the inside. First the Egyptians broke their backs, then the Egyptians broke their spirit. In order for the Jewish people to truly be free, Hashem is telling Moshe, instructing the people, the process of rehabilitation requires a reverse engineering. First, free the mind, liberate the spirit, and afterwards, then we can have Hitzalti Eschem Evodasam. Then you'll not only be free physically, but most importantly, free spiritually as well.